If you could find gifts inspired by stories instead of stuff. At QVC and HSN, you can. Like perhaps there was this four-year-old sous chef, Sue, to his grandma Maud, who concocted the best cottage pie. And later, when sous chef became master chef, Maud became his first restaurant and the inspiration for the Curtis Stone collection. And imagine the stories a pan from that collection can spark when gifted to just the right chef. QVC and HSN. This is shopping brought to life.
Back here in Branson, day number two of the Battle of the Border. Bombers currently trailing 67-18. This is their second game of three here in this classic. McGee Harris will inbound to Coben Inskeep. Again, the Bombers won their first game yesterday, 47-44. Ball is stolen, picked up by Lake Hamilton. Zach Pennington out there, back to Patrick Ngassa. Ngassa lost it out of bounds. Bombers will maintain possession.
This quarter will have a running clock.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, it's the mercy rule.
You know, one thing I was proud of the Bombers yesterday on their game, that they didn't let the tough loss at Paragould, the overtime loss, come back and beat them yesterday. They had another tight game, and they came out, and they fought hard, and they won that game and made the free throws at the end to win it, which was good to see yesterday. So that's a good growth for this squad.
Dewey on the block, missed it. And it's picked up by Lake Hamilton. Now tomorrow they will finish off the Branson Battle of the Border playing Branson. Three-pointer on the way, won't go. Rebounded, sent back out to Wyland Harris.
And you play games like this in the out-of-conference, you know, even though they may not be going the way that we want, the outcome that we want, man, you can draw a lot from these games later in the conference season as it starts getting tough. And
Lake Hamilton still working the ball around.
It's a walk.
Ngassa driving to the rim against Dover. Hit it off the side of the backboard. Dover steps in and takes the charge. Offensive foul on Patrick Ngassa, fresh into the game.
Good job sliding over there by Robert Dover to take that charge.
And that tells you something. Your most physical kid, your best physical specimen, you know, and one of the better ones in the school district, you know, great defensive end. For the football team, he's not scared to put his body on the line. And that says a lot to his teammates that, you know, someone of his stature, you know, of course in a different sport, is willing to do that.
Absolutely.
Inskeep working, gets it to Uchman, high post. Uchman hook shot, rattle around on the rim. Won't go. Dover tipped it out of bounds. Dover went over the top of two different Lake Hamilton Wolves. But he knocked it out of bounds. But he was still around the play.
He was crashing the boards, like we talked about in the Lady Bombers game. Even if you can't get that offensive rebound, crash in there, get a tip. Maybe you can tip it to one of our players. Sometimes good things happen when you can at least get your hand on the ball.
Ball is stolen, picked up by Uchman. Right shot by Dover, tipped it away. McGee Harris with it on the right wing. Gets a double team. Double team. Wyland Harris pulls it back out. He'll put the three up. My goodness, another three. Wyland Harris, it's 70-18 now. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different players have hit a three for Lake Hamilton as a shot is missed on the other end.
And Harris is their postman.
Yeah.
He stepped up and he just looked at it and everybody kind of said, shoot it. He shot it and made it.
And Ngassa puts the three up. Almost banked that one in. Wyland Harris with it now. Cortland Collins fresh into the game for the Bombers. So it's Collins, McGee Harris, Braden Dewey, Robert Dover, Coben Inskeep, and Levi Uchman, the five for the Bombers. Ball swung to the far side to Condley. Condley puts up the three, air ball, rebounded by Dover. McGee Harris to Inskeep, ahead to Dover. Dover, Uchman at the high post, back to Inskeep. Inskeep driving. Drop down to Dover. Dover couldn't get the layup to go, but he's fouled. I'll tell you what, that wasn't a bad little move there.
No, nice move taking the ball the hole. Good job by Coben, drawing the defense to him, and then nice little entry shovel pass to Robert, and Robert took it to the hole.
Robert Dover.
See if he can make his free throws. I beat him in a game of horse one time on free throws alone.
Holy cow. Maybe we hit the reverse jinx. So Dover's first free throw is off the back of the iron. Two new kids in for Lake Hamilton. Elias Snow will step in, replacing McGee Harris. Imagine his day is done. And this free throw's missed. I tell you what, you jinxed him, man. That wasn't nice.
Those were two good-looking shots that just didn't go down.
Yeah.
For him.
Tell you, Sporm's gotten a whole lot better. He's been working a lot in free throws after practice. As this three on the way is missed. And Gasa and Dover get tangled up, and it's a jump ball to go to Mountain Home.
You know, Robert's one of those kids. He's, like you say, he's a physical specimen, really good,
yeah.
Really good, strong kid. And he's refining his game. He's working on it, and he's doing a good job in the off time in the gym.
They flipped the possession. Apparently they had the possession arrow wrong. It's going to go to Lake Hamilton instead. Conley will throw in. Lob up to Ngasa is missed. Elias Snow comes up with the rebound right to Uchman. Comes Inskeep, across the timeline. Inskeep driving along the baseline. Back to Dover. Dover lost the handle, and it'll go back to Lake Hamilton. Kai Conley will throw in. Gavin Reynolds also there in the back. So in now, Hagen Robb getting his first action. And Jackson Brewer also in for Mountain Home. Mountain Home has emptied the bench. Everybody's gotten in now. Inskeep. Met by a double team. Ball is stolen. A whistle and a foul. It's going to go on Reynolds.
That was call number 20, Gavin Reynolds, his first team fifth.
Minute and a half remaining. Inskeep. Inskeep working against Cooper Kind. Dover's hook shot is missed, but he's fouled.
Yeah, Coben makes some really nice passes in here into the post. He does a good job distributing the ball down in there.
So Robert Dover will go back to the free throw line.
That was call number 23, Kai Conley.
Dover 0-2 at the line so far. Running clock still. We're under a minute. Got that one to go. Dover's second free throw. Missed. Robb almost came in and got the rebound. 70-19 our score. Ball's lost out of bounds, tipped away, and Lake Hamilton will throw in. Inbounded to Reynolds. Reynolds, three-pointer by Conley on the way. Missed. Pulled back out by Riley Harris. Conley driving, met by two Bombers. Skipped out. Reynolds, a three. Missed. Picked up by Conley. Conley loads up the three. Won't go down to 1 second, and that'll do it for the game. This ball game is over. Bombers fall 72-19. It's their second game of three here at the Branson Battle of the Border. We're going to take a break. Have the post-game show and present the Dewey and Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. Again, we'll take a short little break. You've been listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.